Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome back to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. If this episode will reach you, it will be an absolute miracle because I have been recording it. This is the third time, okay? And I usually record my episodes in Descript. I just directly record it in there since I edit my episodes there. And I don't know if it's me, if I have changed some settings, or if it's just a matter of Descript, but it just deletes every other sentence. Like, generally, just deletes half of what I'm saying without any rhyme or reason. So I'm going back to the beginnings and doing recording in my voice recorder, hoping for the best. But if you never hear it, which you wouldn't know, but technically if this episode doesn't reach you, I will take it as a sign. It was never meant to be. Because actually I do want to take a bit of a new direction with today's episode. So today I do want to start a bit of a new chapter in this podcast. And if so far I have been focusing a lot on scaling business with digital products, then from now on I want to talk more about making money online in several different ways. So basically I want to add in more episodes that will be talking about diversifying your income and maybe considering just some new ways to make money. That being said, I will not be talking about things like filling out surveys online, okay? When I'm talking about making money online, I'm talking about long-term, sustainable, viable ways to actually generate decent amount of income, okay? And I have nothing against survey websites, honestly, I've never done that. I know that when I just got started and I really wanted the money, I think I was like checking out some of them. I think it wasn't available in my location at the time. Who knows how it is now, but we might never find out in this podcast, okay? We will talk about a bit of a different direction. And today specifically, I want to talk about content creators. And let me clarify exactly what I mean by that. I mean content creators who focus on intentionally creating content, like video content for Instagram. Instagram is not the only platform, but for me, that is the core platform I've been focusing on. Along with that comes the TikTok, YouTube, and whatnot. So there are other levels to that, but my focus is on Instagram. So I specifically have like made a research that is based on Instagram creators. And let me give you a quick behind the scenes of why I got here. So a while ago, I mentioned that I started a new Instagram account, and initially I wanted to start this account to talk about more business things and basically just expand from digital products to talking more about my general online business experience over the past decade. However, soon after starting, I realized that I'm kind of running in circles and I'm talking about pretty much the same thing I'm talking about on my original account, Course Creation Lab. So at some point, I realized that there's really just no point in having this new account if I'm kind of doing the same things as I would do in the other account. That's when I kind of checked in with myself and like just asked myself what it is that I actually want to do. If I would start something from zero, what it is and how it would look like. And content creation came up. I love making video content. I love talking. I love the idea that I could be doing that and making money out of it. Not only attracting clients, not only selling courses, but actually doing it with like a bit of a different twist, right? So stepping out of the business world, maybe at least a bit. Maybe doing more of lifestyle content, maybe talking about some other interests that I have. When I just got started, when I just started thinking about it, I literally had like no direction, no clue. And that's why I very intentionally got on Instagram and started researching how different content creators are doing things, what type of content they're creating, how they're showing up, how often they're showing up, basically what are like different ways how content creators are doing their thing, right? And I have to say that despite having been in online business for more than a decade, I'm not much of a scroller myself. So when it comes to like just spending time on Instagram, yes, I sometimes do that a lot, but I do also have like a very niche topics that I watch. I see like a lot of business stuff, a lot of mindset stuff, and it's not always content creators per se. It's often business owners like focusing on promoting their business, right? So I wanted to actually take a deep dive in what do content creators do. So people whose intention is to generate money with their videos, how are they approaching it? Today, I want to talk about the things that I have found out, how they're making money. And maybe if you are already very interested in this world, this might come as no news to you. But if you have thought about content creation yourself as well, and you're uncertain, like, where does that benefit come in, and how can you actually make it profitable, this episode will help you to figure that out. Okay, so there are four main ways how most creators make money, and I just want to right away give you a disclaimer that obviously there are other ways, other variations, and all of this will definitely depend on many different things, okay? I just really want to bring like the conclusion of what I have seen in my research process. I have spent like a week or two literally just going through several different accounts, seeing what they're doing, type of videos they're posting, the information they're providing. So there are four main ways how content creators make money. First of all, the simplest, the fastest, and something that really anyone can start with, no matter how many followers you have, is to sell a low-ticket digital product. Now, when we think about digital products, obviously there are many different variations to it, but I have noticed that content creators on Instagram often have very simple and very straightforward offers. For example, I see a lot of profiles that talk about money, paying off debt, saving, and so on. And many of these accounts will be offering something like a budget template. Usually these low ticket digital products are really tied into what it is that they're talking about and what it is that they're doing. For example, if somebody will be doing some specific challenge, they might be selling like a template for that challenge. Or maybe talking about the templates, there's a template like a Notion template that they're using and they can share. Maybe it's for managing day-to-day life. Maybe it's for managing business. Or managing like your content creation income, right? It really, really depends, and there are so many different variations. If you would like to do this and you're uncertain what would be the starting point, I would suggest you to find somebody within your niche, like within the topic or the style of content that you would like to create, and literally just research, like see what it is that they have created, what it is that they are providing. For some people, those would be like $7 printables. For others, there might be like a small masterclass. It really, really depends. There are many different ways to go. And again, I have to say that this is the simplest thing to start with, because you can start selling no matter how many followers you have, no matter how many views you have, right? You can start doing it as soon as you create the account. And another thing that I want to note, that especially in what I do in the course creation and talking about digital products, it's often a bit more tense than it is in the content creation world. Many content creators really take these things very simple. They don't overthink it, they don't overdo it, because ultimately the person watching the videos, they get interested in getting that information, and then the content creator just monetizes that information, right? So if I see you using something, I ask you like, oh, can you share a template? Can you share this Notion template, can you share this checklist, can you, you know, whatever is the case. And instead of just sharing it for free, you say, oh yeah, here you can get it for $7, right? So you just get people interested without always having that, for example, educational aspect of it, or without always thinking about like a bigger funnel or whatever that may be when it comes to digital products. Next up, we have affiliate marketing. Now, affiliate marketing is one of the biggest money makers for many content creators, because first of all, again, you can start no matter how many people you have in your audience. Now, there are many different ways to go about affiliate marketing, and my suggestion for getting started would be to focus on specific products that you are already using. When I talk about affiliate marketing, I don't mean you to go on Amazon Affiliates and just start throwing links around. Instead, you want to build trust that there is a product, there is a thing that you're using. It might be a software, it might be a tool. For example, many creators are promoting Stand Store. It might be something that you are using for your business and you're suggesting others to try, so they can actually build that trust in the fact that you know what it is that you're using, what you're talking about, and they will be a lot more likely to buy. Plus, you want to make sure that the affiliate links that you are sharing are relevant to what it is that you're doing, right? So you again want to be thinking about what actually fits within your lifestyle, what fits within your content, within your topic. For example, if we're talking about content related to finances, saving, and whatnot, often these profiles will be sharing affiliate links to accounting softwares. So this is another great chance to really just research the creators within your field, within your niche, or what you would aspire to do, and just see what are some links that they are sharing. One of the most seamless affiliate marketing links that I have seen is from a freelancer. She's a social media manager, I think. She's like sharing her day in life, her income, how she's budgeting, how she's making money, like all the stuff. And she has this Logitech setup, like the keyboard, the mouse, and some other accessories. And basically, she is sharing affiliate link to this Logitech product. I don't know if she's actually like a brand ambassador, so she might have a deal with actually with the company, or maybe she's just sharing affiliate link, but it is one of like the key links you always see. And the thing is that when she's creating the content, you can almost always see that setup in the video, right? So you might be looking at it and thinking, oh, this looks really cute, like where can I get it? And then once you check her link in bio, you will actually see link exactly to that product. And I know I'm like running in circles saying this, but honestly, it'll always depend. I would suggest you to choose like 3 to 5 profitable affiliate programs. And by profitable programs, I mean programs that will do decent affiliate commission. Depending on the price, it might be like 10 to 30% from the purchase. Decent commission. And the price of the product is reasonable as well. You don't want to be an affiliate for like $5 or $10 product because just the return is not there, right? Especially when you're getting started, it's better to focus on something that you can talk about that is relevant and that is bringing decent amount of income. And mix and match definitely, because obviously just talking all about the same thing can get boring as well. For you as well as for your audience, plus different people will be interested in different things, but don't particularly overdo it, right? Especially if you're just getting started or just thinking about like stepping into that, focus on something that makes sense for you, like 2 to 3 things to begin with, and expand from there. Next up, we have views. So not on Instagram, as far as I know, even though I have to say I haven't like done a deep research on this, but I have heard this about TikTok and YouTube. So YouTube will be more for long form content, and YouTube is the most consistent with paying for the views, as far as I know. But again, it's not the platform I'm personally interested in, so I haven't really done a deep dive. However, TikTok. So TikTok is something you can easily combine with Instagram, right? So if you have an Instagram, you can automatically have TikTok as well, like just repost the same things. And on TikTok, if you reach a specific amount of followers, which was quite high, I have to say it was quite high, and if you are located in the supported countries, so there are a few countries, the list was not long, there are a few countries where they do have creator programs. If you reach the number of subscribers and the number of followers, and you are in one of these supported countries, you can get paid for the views. However, you get paid for the views only from For You page, which means that people have to be discovering you. It cannot be like your followers just repeatedly watching your own videos, right? The numbers that I have heard are not that high. Like it's a few hundred per month if you have like hundreds of thousands of views. And I think maybe even more, maybe like a million views will be like a few hundred per month. I'm just throwing those numbers out there as like general ballpark. I don't have like specifics. I literally saw just one video about it, like maybe two. And I'm like drawing those conclusions from that. But when it comes to videos, when it comes to views, I have to say that once you get there, like once you get to that level of followers and level of viewers, you already have opened yourself so many other doors. So the getting paid from views can just be a very nice bonus. And by the way, I also want to mention, if you are still here, even as a new creator, I think this is very, very important. It might feel wildly overwhelming to think about reaching 5k or 10k or 100k followers, right? But the truth is that if you are consistently showing up online, if you are repeatedly creating content, if you are putting the intention there, it's not that hard. And yes, in the online space, you will see success stories and you will see those people who have been stuck in like certain levels for a while. But my general consensus really is that it's not that hard, said me with 50 followers. No, but honestly, I just want to say, like, if you do approach it with the intention, like if you actually do it as something you want to do, not as a side thought once per week, right? But if you actually generate the content, you will make it work. Because again, yes, the numbers matter for the views, but for example, no matter how many followers you have, you can still sell digital products, you can still sell affiliate marketing, like you can share the links and so on. So the last but not least, number four of the main ways how creators make money is brand deals. And this is another thing I want to highlight. You don't have to have 100k followers and you don't have to be an influencer to get brand deals. Yes, sure, the bigger are the numbers, the higher is your following, the higher is your engagement rate, the bigger is your chance to get like really, really good money for it. But even if you have, let's say, 3 to 5k followers, you can get brand deals. It might be like $400 per video or like $800 per video, but you can get it because some brands don't have huge budget to invest in big influencers. Some brands will choose to work with smaller creators because they want to reach a specific audience. And some brands will choose to work specifically with you because of you. They like your personality. They like the type of videos you're making, no matter how it is, right? Okay, I have to really, really talk about this. No matter what type of video it is, they might just like you and they're like, yes, you are our person, like, please work with us. And of course, when you're smaller, you might need to do more of that outreach yourself. So you must like research the brands, chat with them and see if anybody wants to work with you. When your numbers are bigger, people might be reaching out to you, plus you can get the agents and whatnot. One of the reasons why I think it's important to talk about this is because there's often this misconception that brand deals happen only for celebrities or for like really like these wild influencers that have like, I don't even know how many views, right? But when you actually dig deep and check what content creators are doing online, most content creators with some following will have, I have to say, quite many brand deals. So that is just something to consider. And when it comes to the money, so again, like if you are smaller creator, you might be getting like few hundred. And by the way, I'm not talking about gifted collaborations, okay? For me, it doesn't count as making money. It can be nice if the brand is something you really want. Maybe there is, you know, some product that you really would buy anyway. So for you, it's not a problem that you get the gift and just make a video about it. But we're talking about the paid collaborations, right? So you're actually getting paid for making the videos. So the numbers obviously will depend on many different factors, but I have heard some samples that, for example, if you have like 20k followers, you can expect to be paid like 1k plus for a video. Maybe there's like a 2 or 3 video package that you would have to make. If you have like 50k followers or you're approaching some higher numbers and you have like high engagement, you can get paid like 20 to 30k from one brand, okay? These 20 to 30k and higher deals as well, definitely, they of course can come in with more of to-dos, more specifics, more more requirements from the brand, right? But that might also not always be the case. So it really, really depends. There's a ton of money in the brand deals. And I have to say that I knew that, but I also didn't. Like when I actually realized this, like recently, just these days, the past week or two, right? When I actually realized it and kind of discovered how approachable it is, I was just bamboozled, okay? So I hope you take some inspiration from this. And if you have had content creation on your mind, but I have to say it has to be intentional. You have to really approach it as something you are doing, not just a side thought for it to work out, right? So if content creation is something that you have been thinking about doing, I hope this inspired you to take those next steps. That's all based from me for today, and I hope to see you in the next step.